Hello everyone, Anthony Credelli here from the Lodestar Trading Community, and welcome to Futures Radio, sponsored by CME Group. On last week's show, we had the Executive Director of the Fox Group, Trent Wagner. He came on talking to us about the latest ECB meeting, unemployment numbers, and of course, the upcoming Fed meeting. Now, Trent also talked to us about automated trading, from the structure of setup to the ease of entry. To listen to that episode, please visit LodestarTC.com. Click on the Futures Radio tab and listen to the show. Or, of course, you can check out our iTunes podcast. Now, today, we have Craig Mohan. He is the Managing Director of Market Technology and Data Services at CME Group. Now, Craig is going to talk to us about a question I get all the time. What is co-location? Do traders need it? What are the benefits? And if they want to get co-located, how do they go about doing that? We have Craig on the line. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anthony. I'm glad to be here today.
Great to have you, Craig. You know, I really, one of the shows I marked off on my calendar because this is a question I get all the time, and I love having an expert on to talk about co-location. So I want to begin with the question that, I get asked all the time. What is co-location?
Sure, Anthony. Co-location is where a broker, FCM, trading firm or individual accesses the market in the same location as the exchange's servers. For CME Group, this is when firms establish market access in our data center, which houses Globex. Colocation is both market access along with infrastructure and services that firms use to access the marketplace. So you can think of firms that are here to listen to market data, establish their order execution, order routing, engines, and data analysis in the data center.
Okay, so that's the definition of it. So I want to talk a little bit about who can co-locate, because this is another thing, this is a big topic of the industry. Can I get co-located if I want? And the question ultimately is, do traders really need to be co-located?
Sure. Let me start with who can co-locate, and then we'll move on to what are the benefits and who might need it. So from a CME Group perspective, from the very beginning of our co-location center, we've had a fair and equal policy, and anyone who would like to be co-located and is willing to pay the fees is welcome to do so. So from our perspective, you know, the people that we see co-locating include trading firms, FCMs, banks, hedge funds, and other retail providers. From our perspective, we also have a very large number of service providers who take the services that we provide and make those more accessible to a broader community. So whereas we might provide infrastructure and market access, you know, that requires someone to install their own servers, their own networking equipment, and really be able to manage their own technology. We recognize that there's a broad need for people who just want to be able to write a strategy, place that into a server, and have it execute in the data center. For those firms, we have, as I said, we have many service providers, and some FCMs also provide this access. This is where a trader can go to their FCM or can go to one of these service providers who will take care of contracting with us, establishing the infrastructure, and all they have to do is either connect up their system, you know, to that FCM to be able to get access, or they can write their algo and drop it on a server in that facility. So that's as far as, you know, who can. It's really anybody who has the need to, you know, is free to do that. We don't have any restrictions about who can be in and who can't be. As far as who might need it or who would benefit from it, one of the benefits of being in co-location is obviously the being next to the match engine. So what that does is it really cuts down on the distance that it takes for, you know, data to travel from, you know, from the exchange out to an individual trader set of applications. And co-location is really designed to create a level playing field across all participants where we, you know, literally do go down to, you know, keeping the fiber cables that connect the exchange to the traders to be the exact same length, you know, throughout the facility. And so it really is about, you know, kind of cutting down that time. So as to, you know, who might need it, it's people who are trading in a millisecond or a microsecond range where tick by tick, really matters. And, if you had to wait for, the data to go, across the city or across the country or across the globe, that might be an issue. So for the people that really do care tick by tick, it's important that they're as close as they can be. And those are the people that tend to co-locate.
So just a quick recap. Anyone can co-locate. And from what I'm hearing is about co-location is if you want super fast data feeds and execution, you want to be co-located. So it's basically for the traders that are trying to make, the tick. But now for the retailer professional trader that is not trying to make really super fast trade for ticks, are they at a disadvantage for not being co-located?
No, I don't think so. I think when you look at the, as I said, this really is about, it's both about the time that it takes to, for this data to move. And so if you're trading on a, even a minute by minute or hour, or if you're looking at trends or technical indicators, those are the kinds of things that, again, unless it's on a, a microsecond, millisecond level, there really isn't going to be any difference between being in the data center versus being across the city or across the country. And, as far as if a trader's strategy isn't dependent on that, we don't see that that's the, that there's any advantage. In fact, we as an exchange do offer many different connectivity methods. We work with many different providers and ISVs to enable broad access to our markets. And, we do see our customers making choices based on their trading strategy and the expense to be able to make the right choice for their strategy. So from our perspective, we want to make sure that we have, a broad set of offerings available to the marketplace so we can let traders choose what's most appropriate for them. And we certainly do see people making that choice, on a daily basis. So we see people that have been in co-location and decided that, after thinking about it, their strategies really didn't benefit from it. And we've seen people, come in and then move out because of that. We've also seen people go the other way where, they started up a new strategy and operated it, perhaps in a data center in downtown or across the country and decided that being closer would be beneficial. And so, we do work with people to help make that decision and make sure that they understand their options.
It's like I tell all of our traders all the time. I mean, I've been a point and click trader for over 15 years. The speed doesn't matter if you're wrong. if focus on a strategy and being right in the market as opposed to being super worried about speed. But I think that everyone always hears, oh, speed is what matters. But ultimately, I could say from my own personal experiences that I'd much rather be right than have something, that is giving me super fast data, because ultimately if I'm wrong faster, it doesn't make my life too much easier. I'd rather be just looking for something to be right. So for all of you retail traders out there questioning whether or not you potentially need to be co-located, my advice always is to be more focused on the market itself and where the market's going and be less concerned, at least for my opinion, about worrying so much about speed. If that doesn't fit into your strategy, obviously if speed's within your strategy, then that matters. But, I know you touched base on this a little bit, and I wanted to make sure that all of our traders really understood this. So if a trader wants to be co-located, could you go over again really how they go about that?
Sure. And before I do, maybe I'll make one more point. You mentioned that speed does get a lot of airtime, and people do talk about things wanting to be faster and being close. I think one of the other things that we really do believe is a benefit of co-location is the reliability that you get from being in the same data center. So, when you we're a long piece of fiber away from the market access to the trading engines. And, having that within one building that's under our control where we manage, how things get changed and how things happen, having that control, having it all within one building really does, improve the reliability. You don't have to worry about, you know, someone digging, you know, on a street in downtown Chicago, accidentally cutting a fiber and taking down someone's network, or, you know, someone who's digging on a farm, you know, somewhere across the country, you know, digging up a fiber connection that takes down a network. And so, you know, the fewer moving parts, you know, also, you know, is a benefit to being co-located. I think the other benefit that we look at is, you know, everybody's there paying the same price, same contract, you know, on the same terms. So, you know, it really does, you know, our goal is really to create a level playing field around that, you know, from all perspectives, not just from a speed perspective.
No, you make great points there. It's not necessarily about speed. It's also about stability. With being co-located. So I'm glad that you brought that up. And then once again, just before, you know, I know you're a busy guy, before I let you go, I wanted to make sure that we talked about getting co-located and how traders go about doing that.
Sure. So there's a number of different ways to do that. You know, one way I'll start with is through service providers. So on our website at cmegroup.com/colo, we do have a list of service providers, and in that list you can see the services they offer and what's available along with contact information. So if you were somebody who was so inclined, you wanted to learn more about it, and you didn't necessarily want to come direct to the exchange, and the reason someone might do that is, again, if they want someone else to manage their technology infrastructure, or, you know, if it's a relatively small installation, it's you know, more economically beneficial for someone to go through a service provider. You would go look at that web page. You'll see the services that are offered. You can make some calls and, you know, work with one of those folks to, you know, essentially get your application connected to them or get your algos running on their servers, which are inside the data center. So that's certainly one way to go about getting co-located. And that list of service providers does, you know, tell you who is co-located. We also have a list of intermediary partners, which is FCMs, who have you know, who do offer colocation services in our data center. So you can go through them as well to, and if, you know, yours happens to be one of them, you can call them up and ask them about getting direct access through colocation. The other way is to come directly to us. Again, it depends on the size of the installation or the desire of the trader or the trading firm. You know, we've got contact information on that site. What typically happens is someone will call either us up or a service provider. We'd walk through, you know, what is the specific offerings. We'd understand what are the traders' needs around, you know, how many servers might they need, how many connections might they need, you know, do they want to have someone manage that, what is the price point they're looking at, and, you know, those are the kinds of questions that would be asked by us or a service provider to help someone make the right choice and make the right selection, you know, for their needs. And so, you know, once they did that, there would usually be some sort of an agreement as to what the price and the services that would be delivered, and, you know, once that's consummated, you know, someone can be up and running, you know, in the facility relatively quickly. So that's one way to get co-located, which is if you're going to install your own equipment or run your own algorithm. You know, the other thing, you know, that I'll note is many FCMs and ISVs, you know, that run software platforms, you know, actually have their, you know, and for point and click traders, a lot of those back ends for those trading platforms are co-located as well. And again, that tends to be for the market access and reliability perspective, you know, as much as it is for speed. So, you know, I think one of the things that we've seen over time is more and more of those firms are installing with us because they really appreciate the reliability, the level playing field that exists there. So just because it's, you know, someone's running a point and click application doesn't mean that the back end of their servers might not already be in the data center in co-location. So, you know, one way to know if you are or not would be to ask your provider, ask your FCM, ask your broker, ask your software provider, you know, how they connect to the exchange, and that will help you understand whether or not you might already be co-located or not.
I mean, great insights today, Craig. Really appreciate it. And I mean, I definitely was a little bit, I knew a little bit about co-location as much as you think, you know, and it's always great to hear, like I said, from the expert in the industry about co-location, and I think that a lot of our listeners today definitely got a lot better understanding of whether or not they need it, what it is, and if it's for them. So before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add to today's show?
You know, Anthony, I think things I would add, you know, I think we are always looking to, you know, add services that will appeal to a broad marketplace. So, you know, we are looking, we're always looking to add new services to host, you know, customers like we've just talked about, to be able to host individual algorithms, applications. So to that end, we've been, you know, continuing to add service providers, and I would expect us to continue to do that again, you know, over the next quarter or two. I think one of the other things that we've had a lot of people come to us is, you know, they say it's great to access your markets and to be able to get access to the CME market data, but, you know, people I think are increasingly looking at other markets and looking at other other exchanges and other data, both real-time and historical. And so, you know, we're being asked quite a bit to be able to provide access to, you know, broader sets of data and, you know, anything from market data to, you know, even fundamental data, crop data, you know, inventory data, things like that. So, you know, I think one of the things that we're focused on is trying to make this as easy and efficient as we can for our customers. And so we are looking at bringing in additional data sets that might be meaningful for our customers and for our traders. And I would say the last thing is, you know, we're really looking at embracing some of the new technology. So we are moving some of our historical data to the cloud, which we think will, you know, both make it more affordable, but will let us build some solutions that will give people some interesting ways to access that data that we'll be bringing in, which, again, we think will be interesting for all of our traders to be able to see and kind of just expand the information that they're looking at. So I would say those are some of the highlights of what's coming from our perspective.
It's three shows in a row now I hear about the cloud and trading. So it's obviously making its move into the futures industry. So, well, thank you for coming on the show, Craig, and I appreciate you taking the time out, and I look forward to having you on the show in the future.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Remember, everyone, go to LodestarTC.com, get on our email list. This way you're going to know when shows are posted, who our guests are, and what topics we will be covering. And, you know, I go over this in every episode, and I remind all of you out there that this show is for you. This show is for traders. I would like it to be part of your routine. That's why I always want you to participate. You can participate by following me on Twitter, at Anthony Credelli, using the hashtag Futures Radio, to post questions, make comments, or to suggest shows or even potential guests. Those of you that are not on Twitter, you could send me an email, info@LodestarTC.com. So before I let you go, please remember the three words that I think about every day before I begin to trade on my machine. Preparation, anticipation, execution. Take care, everyone, and trade well.